Welcome to day 33 of 40 Days with Jesus. Today we reach a key moment in this passage that we've been looking at this week, Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. The resurrected Jesus has met different people in different circumstances, in gardens, on beaches, behind locked doors. And now we're at a point where those who have met him are given the task for the future as well. Resurrection of Jesus wasn't the end of the story. In many ways, it was just the beginning. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, Jesus says, having said that all authority was his, he now commissions these followers to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism, something that Baptists are familiar with, and perhaps for you, you were baptized many years ago, you've witnessed many baptisms in the church. And of course, we've had the joy here at Newcastle Baptist Church of seeing many people go under the water and declare their faith with confidence in the public setting. Baptism, comes from the Greek word baptizo, which just means to immerse or dip. But clearly, from the outset of the story of Jesus, the gospel writers give baptism a central place in that story. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, he sets the agenda with his baptism for repentance. And even Jesus himself, although he didn't need it, chooses to be baptized by John in the Jordan River. He didn't need to repent of sin, but I think he wanted to give his followers a pattern for their lives as well. And Jesus highlights the importance of baptism now in this verse, this part of the Great Commission. Significantly, baptism follows rather than precedes the call to make disciples. It's a sign that someone has become a disciple, a follower of Jesus. And the Bible teaches that in Acts chapter 2, when after Peter's Pentecost sermon, the people asked him, "What shall we do?" He said, "Repent and be baptized." Repentance precedes baptism. Change your mind. Start going in a different direction. And here's a public declaration of that in baptism, of being immersed in water and coming out of that water to this new beginning, this new start. In Mark's version of the Great Commission, in Mark 16:16, he has these words of Jesus: "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Baptism comes as a result of belief. And so Jesus makes this clear that baptism isn't the end in itself, but it is the expression of a life that has been changed and transformed by the good news of Jesus. So go and make disciples. How do you make disciples? You go and tell the good news. You go and talk about Jesus who died and who rose again. You go and express the resurrected Jesus to other people so that they too can become followers of Jesus, that they will declare salvation in his name. But baptism is important, otherwise Jesus wouldn't have mentioned it. Paul uses baptism in Romans chapter 6. He says this in verses 3 and 4. "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Baptism is not the means by which we enter into relationship with Jesus, but it is a picture of that union that we have with Jesus, buried to our sin, rising to new life. It's not only powerful language, but as witnesses to people's baptism and perhaps the baptism you've been through yourself, you'll know that this breaking out of the water is an ecstatic experience and declaration of a new beginning. The water isn't special or magic in itself, but the act itself reflects the change of heart. I'm leaving my past life behind me and all that might hold me back, and I'm stepping into all that God has for me now. There's an Old Testament story that Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 2. He talks about the people of God being baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea. The sea is the Red Sea. It's a reminder of how the children of Israel were finally rescued from slavery of Egypt and the new beginning, the long-promised inheritance of the land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey, was going to be theirs. It was ahead of them. When Jesus talks about baptism, he wants us to see this new opportunity, this new beginning, this stepping into what he has in store. Go, make disciples and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Coming out of the water to that new reality. I pray that you will reflect back on your own baptism and you will remember the declaration you made, the testimony you gave, and you will give thanks to God for the new beginning. But not only your own baptism, I pray that you might go and make disciples and have the joy of seeing those you tell come out of the waters of baptism to the new life that Jesus calls us to. Let's pray. Lord, I celebrate that in Christ I am now dead to sin and alive to you. Thank you for washing me, sanctifying me, justifying me in Christ, and for raising me up with Jesus to the new life that he calls me to. I make a choice to live in the fullness of all that you have won for me, and may my public declaration of faith be an overflow of my inward devotion to you. In Jesus' name, amen.